Hey there, welcome to How to Find a Financial Advisor. I'm Sean. So you can find a lot of articles on the internet or on YouTube videos when you are trying to figure out what questions to ask a potential financial advisor or financial planner. So if you Google that, if you're searching around, you'll find lots and lots of lists of the things you're looking for to ask. And those are very helpful, or can be, but oftentimes I find having a checklist like that kind of misses a broader point. So I want to give you what I think is the best sort of meta individual single question to help you identify and get a feel for if a potential advisor is a good fit. And that question is, what questions are you going to ask me? So in other words, while it still might be helpful to go down your checklist, if you are not a trained professional, and you're trying to evaluate a professional, it's hard to always know what to make of their answers. So I have this challenge if I go to do anything, for the most part, like, you know, a contractor for my house, a mechanic for the car, a doctor, an attorney, not a CPA, but other professions where I don't have domain knowledge, oftentimes I don't know how to evaluate the answers to the questions I might have to ask a potential doctor or a contractor. So a lot of the answers might sound great if you don't have a trained person there to help you evaluate the answers or to compare. So while, again, I think it's good to have a checklist of these, you know, popular questions of what to ask a potential advisor, but I would way more be interested and give more weight to what do they ask me. For example, if you are meeting with someone and they ask you, how much money do you have? When can you move it? How much money, what's your income? What's your job? You know, if they're asking things mostly about the money, or your only about your insurance, only about your taxes, or only about your homeowner's insurance, that tells you one thing. On the other hand, if someone asks you questions like, tell me what you're trying to accomplish, what are your goals, tell me about your family, what's most important to you about money, how do you want to spend the last years of your life, what's your professional trajectory look like, how are you trying to improve your job, who do you want to leave money to, what are your most important relationships? You know, those kinds of questions, you can probably see a difference in the first list and the second list. So I think if you listen and kind of pay real close attention to the types of questions someone asks you, that will give you a sense of where their focus is. Doesn't mean someone who only asks about your disability insurance can't be very useful in your financial planning or in your as a financial advisor, but that might mean they're pretty focused on disability insurance, unless you've somehow brought that to the table, which again might be appropriate for certain occupations. It's sort of a necessity, or if they're only focusing on the life insurance component, and you're a single person in their 20s with no financial obligations, it may not add up. Or if you're a young tech worker and with unlimited upside income, and someone's talking to you about Social Security planning, that may mean it's not quite a great fit, even though Social Security planning is still very important for a lot of people and could be useful and important for a 20 or 30 something tech industry employee. It may mean they're focusing more on people that are closer to retirement or who are more either blue collar or middle class investment income, so that will be a bigger chunk of their income in retirement than someone who's able to amass the kind of wealth that a tech employee might be able to. So again, it's I think the very most important and easiest question to ask, if you can do it before a meeting, maybe ask for a list of questions that you're going to be asked. That would be a way to say, what am I getting into? And also, another benefit of this question is that allows you to see what the advisor's process is like. So if you just ask them to ask the questions, even if they say, hey, tell me about yourself, and you want to be polite, and you could say, hey, I'm happy to do that, but I'd like to know what you'd like to ask me. And that either ahead of time or in a meeting, that could most definitely give you a different way to compare and get a sense of where a professional is focusing, whether that's a specific kind of product, a part of financial planning, or if they're more holistic and comprehensive. Again, depending on your situation, you might benefit from a very narrowly focused advisor or other professional, but it's good to know that ahead of time, because if you're assuming someone is a more comprehensive, holistic, big picture, financial life planning type helper, but you're going to someone that focuses on term life insurance, your expectations may be way off, and so might theirs if they're not good at articulating where they specialize. So I hope that gives you a good sense of that one secret question that I think is the best way to get to if a particular advisor may or may not be a good fit. Again, that by itself won't do it, but I think that's a great way to start your exploration process. And, you know, trust your gut a little, for the most part, on if you're asking those people to ask you questions, then you can sort of see how they guide the conversation. And if it feels like it's focused on one area in particular, that could tell you that you want to be on the lookout for not having the more big picture planning, if that's what you're looking for. So that's all for now. That is the most important question that you can ask a potential financial advisor, which is, what questions are you going to ask me? Thanks, and we'll see you next time.